democratic leaders. These are managers that allow employees to discuss issues and reach decisions, although he or she will usually guide and advise. Generally speaking, this type of leadership role involves all employees coming together to make decisions as a whole, and usually it's majority rules. So if more employees want to, you know, solve a problem using solution A, then solution A, as opposed to, say, solution B, C, or D, if more employees like solution A, then solution A will be followed regardless of what the manager actually thinks might be the right course of action. In business, the majority, though, is not always right, so some mistakes can be made if everybody kind of thinks that solution A might be the best, but solution C is actually the best, and that's the one that the manager maybe has more experience with and or was leaning toward, then A might be the wrong solution. And in a democratic type of leadership role, the manager might defer to his or her employees or the majority of the employees. So that is one of the problems with the democratic leadership style. It, however, is inclusive, participative, and people-oriented, so the employees do feel like they are part of the problem-solving and decision-making process.